and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh, we have an amazing show today. We got one of my favorite gospel singing recording artists, Aaliyah Hall, is going to be joining us. She has a new single that's out called Heal. You guys have heard it on BBS Radio. For those that have not heard it, you're going to hear it today. And it is amazing. It's in rotation and it's just the best ever. I just love her voice. So you got to stay tuned for that. And then she has some amazing new treats that we're going to talk about. It's a surprise. So stay tuned for that. And then we have Jeffrey Hill, financial consultant. Come on, Jeffrey, bring us what is the news for today. We're hearing GameStop. We're hearing all of these Bitcoin and all of this. Help a sister and brother out, Jeffrey. So we're looking forward to his segment, Financial Five. And so that's coming up. And then, of course, we got my ministerial moment and what is on your mind, what's on my mind, that is. And that's our show for today. So it's a lot. So listen, before we go any further, I gotta tell you what today's weather is, and then we're gonna take a break from our sponsor. Today's weather in Washington, D.C. is 39 degrees. Our high is gonna be 43, and we have some showers coming this afternoon around 4 or 5 p.m. We're getting prepared for some snow. So guys, be prepared for that in the DMV area. Detroit, you are 18 degrees. Woo, that is cold. I'm from the D and I sure don't miss that. 18 degrees. And guess what your high is going to be? 19. Wow, that's a big difference. And you got snow flurries coming around 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And then that's the norm for you guys. Tomorrow, though, you're going to be waking up to 12 degrees. And then Sunday, you guys, 3 degrees is what you're going to be waking up to. I just had to jump in there and just let you know so I can prepare y'all, because I love you so much. Be prepared. Let's see. Jacksonville, Florida, you are 64 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 72. You got some haze coming. You got thunderstorms coming all week, so be prepared for that. London, you are 36 degrees today, mostly sunny. And London, you got some snow flurries coming at 5 o'clock. 5 to 7, you got snow flurries. I had no idea you guys had snow. That's tripping me out. Okay, and so 36 degrees, mostly sunny. And then that's what you are right now. And you're going to wake up to 27 degrees. No snow tomorrow, though. Thank God for that. I know you guys are grateful. Los Angeles, you are 52 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high today is going to be 63, waking up to 52 degrees. Let's see, in South Australia, 82 degrees, clear, and that's your high. You're waking up to 64 degrees, lots of wind, so be prepared for that. Hawaii, you're 45 degrees, your high is going to be 63. Sunshine, I need to be right there with you guys. Puerto Rico, you are 70 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 73, and you're mostly sunny. Portugal, you are 30 degrees, and you're waking up to 63. In Portugal, I didn't even know you guys got that cold. Listen, if I did not mention your continent, nation, city, or state, guess what? What's going on in the weather or in your life personally or corporately or in your business or even at home, God is still in control and he loves you so much. And guess what? So do I. We do right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We're going to take a break from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's looking.
All right. If you want more information or want to order, they will deliver all over the world. Go on www.lahosthair.com. Again, www.lahosthair.com. Okay, ministerial moment, you guys. All right. I want to encourage you today. All right. This is very important, okay? Because there has been a shift going on in the spirit realm. There has been a shift, and a lot of people have grabbed hold of this. This is a very supernatural shift that has happened where we have to have walking on water faith. I'm talking about a basket with two fish, five loaves of bread, blessing it, and it just expands and feeds the multitude type faith. I'm talking about the lady with the oil, and she got the vases and had more oil than she knew that she needed. I'm talking about that kind. I'm talking about the kind of faith that raises the dead. I am talking about that kind of faith, y'all. I'm telling you, God is pulling us in that direction. I'm talking about in the midst of what it looks like. I'm talking about in the midst of darkness, light is shining, and we have grabbed hold to it, and we are believing no matter what it looks like, by faith type of faith. I'm talking about that kind of faith without seeing it. When it says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen type of faith. I'm talking about that type of faith when God tells you something, you don't add or take away for your comfort zone. Let me break it on down to practicality. I'm talking about that kind of faith that if God is telling you to do something, you're not looking for things that make you comfortable. You're not looking to make it work for you. You're not looking for the answer the way you think it's going to come, that type of faith. But yet and still, you are willing and going to be and are obedient to what he tells you to do, that kind of faith. I want to encourage you today that if you have made up your mind and surrendered everything to God and you said, okay, God, I am going to do it no matter what. I'm going to trust you no matter what. I'm going to believe you no matter what it looks like. Folks off, if I got to turn the other way, if I got to shake off something, if I got to tear something up, if I got to do that to be in your will, to be obedient, and this thing don't look like what you're saying, I'm willing to do it. Let me tell you something today. I want to encourage you that I'm telling you, when it does not look like it is God, don't throw in a towel. Remain in that place where you were more than confident, where you were so full of joy that you knew that it was God. So to the point that you just was so excited, like this is something that God is getting ready to do. I'm talking about you right there. No matter what happens, just assess it for a moment. Look over your notes. Let God minister to you. But whatever you do, don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up. The enemy wants you to give up. But see, God understands that this is new to you. This is new to us. This type of faith level, this is a new realm that we have not been in. If we did get in it, it was with our tippy toe and our pinky finger. But when it got a little shaky, like Peter, we started to sink and then wanted to get back on the boat. You know who I'm talking to. I'm wanting to encourage you that even me and anybody else, we're going to be tested in that faith. We're going to be tried in that faith. And not only that, we're going to grow in that level of faith. God is going to reveal to us exactly the truth. Some of us do have a tendency of adding on to it because we want it to make sense. We are wanting to explain it to somebody in a sensible manner where it makes sense. But we're a peculiar people. And even though we live in this world, we're not of this world. And even though the world pushes us to be practical, the Bible says that he takes the foolish things to conform the wise. And so for this, we have to look foolish and sound foolish to the ear of the world. I'm not talking about kingdom people. I'm talking about to the world. It's going to be like a foreign language because we're supposed to be speaking kingdom language, thinking kingdom, walking kingdom in a prestigious way, in a royalty manner, where the laws is a little bit different for us in the kingdom, where we are listening to our master, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when we are following our king, you know, and in the direction of where we need to go. This is what's going to sound and feel very different to your flesh. So I want to encourage you to not give up. Just take a minute and just, you know, God, I don't understand. Father, explain this to me. I'm lost, or I don't understand. I thought this was you. I thought I heard you. And God will explain it. I'm a living testimony that after I sat down just for a minute and just let God minister to me by his spirit, I started seeing where I stepped in. I started seeing where I added. And I started to see where he answered my prayers. He answered my prayers, but then I added on something. And the enemy will send distraction, and he will send moments of confusion. Whatever is still lingering, laying dormant in your flesh, he is such an opportunist. He's going to take advantage of any and every little situation. But you have to be bold enough to say, you know what? I'm not going to react. Even if you do react, get up and shake it off. And know that you have to seek God for the truth, because the truth will set you free and get you right back on the right path. God is making the crooked way straight for all of us. So we have to remain in our journey. We cannot get off and sidetrack because it just feels a little uncomfortable, or it's not the way we thought it was going to be, or this person didn't turn out to be the person that we thought they were. You know, we always are reaching for answers and, you know, something to grab on to, because we're still nervous in this new journey of supernatural faith. And God understands that. But I want you to just know that you can take a second, and because of where you are, God is so faithful, he's going to answer you so quickly, and you're going to be right back where you're supposed to be, just right there. As long as you hold on and don't give up and don't turn away from what he's directing you to do, as long as you do not give up and throw in a towel and say, forget it, I'm not going to do it. Don't go do that. That's exactly what the devil wants you to do. Walk this supernatural water walking, 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread journey. Come on, y'all. We're trying to elevate. And we've been praying for rims and supernatural. And, you know, we were praying for more and praying to open our eyes. And he is doing it right now in the midst of this COVID, in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of people struggling with food and paying their bills, in the midst of all of that. God is the fire. Not just the light, but he's the fire that separates us from the enemy. Just like he did the Israelites when he separated them with fire when they was crossing the Red Sea. Come on, somebody. That's the type of God we serve. Let him do what he do. Let him be who he is. And let him continue to groom us and mold us into who he created us to be. We're going into the original intent of our journey, the original intent of our identity, the original intent of our divine purpose. You guys be blessed. I hope this encouraged you, because you know what? I needed this word from me. I am telling you right now. I needed it for me. So I'm really thankful. I hope that it blessed you. And God, just be with them all, strengthen them all as they are reaching more for you and hungry and thirsty for you. And you are filling them up and delivering them into their destiny. Thank you, Father, for you are the God that answers prayers. You are so faithful and you love us so much. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be with my favorite gospel singing recording artist, Aaliyah Hall. She sings it way better than I do, but I love her. She'll be right with us after this commercial break.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, beautiful people. You can find my music on iTunes and all digital outlets. My name is Aaliyah Hall, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, she did it good the first time. Aaliyah, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, sister.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, I want you to introduce your new song, Healed. Could you go ahead and introduce it so we can listen to it before we get into our interview?
Absolutely, absolutely. So Healed is a song that came out early last year, and I feel like in this time, in this climate of so many, you know, broken things and of us having to face our scars and our wounds, I pray that this song blesses you and allows you to just have permission to be honest with God. So Heal is my heart, Heal is my testimony, and I pray that it's yours as well.
Hey, thank God for that.
Yo, showing up in chapter 22, it's like love is drifting. I really thought that this time it was true, but my heart feels like it's been used. A paper plate you throw away when you throw. Healing's therapeutic, healing it hurts. Makes you see things you try to divert. Break down the walls that you built real tough. But my callous heart says enough is enough. 2 seconds from bitter, I feel all the pain. Shaking hands, rest of a lot. Risk losing parts. I gotta get this out. I gotta vomit what's inside. Tend to the rules so I move on with my life. There's joy in the morning, purpose in the pain. Was cutting out the weeds, but they growing back again. I'm singing to a root, not really singing to a man. drown. Make the medicine drown, yeah, yeah. Chase us, chase the pain away. But only for now, yeah.
I'm on live with Facebook now, and they hear it too. They love it. They love, 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 love.
Hey, that makes me so happy. I'm glad it's a blessing.
Yes. So tell us what's going on with Heal. I know the pandemic is going on and everything. What is the, you know, reactions that you're getting? I mean, because I'm getting, it's a beautiful song, nice groove. I mean, people are loving it. Are you getting that same response?
Absolutely. It was surprising because originally I wrote Heal from a situation I was going through, like regarding heartbreak. And I released it at the beginning of the pandemic. So I released it in March of last year. And the responses that I've gotten, or the feedback, is, you know, people have really enjoyed it, which I'm excited about. But more so, during like the climate that we're in with COVID and different things, it's so funny how people see their situation in the same song, but it's all different situations. So a lot of people have, you know, surprisingly, and I'm so grateful for it, just been grateful for the concept, for the song, because, you know, with the whole racism thing going on and with COVID, yeah, people have just, you know, found that this is a season of healing. And so I didn't, it's so funny because I was writing it, obviously to God. It's a conversation with God, really, from my heartbreak, but for God to use it to touch other people in their situation, it's just beyond me. So I'm excited about it.
Oh man, it's so appropriate. And when you say that, I can actually hear that conversation, that personal conversation with God. It sounds so personal. And I think it's so great because it breaks up, you know, the routine of prayer and people not understanding that it's a relationship with God that really causes the healing. I mean, that's right. What I mean. It's the relationship with him and that intimacy and you being able to be totally honest with him and lay it all out at his feet. And that's really where your healing begins. And so your song represents that, but it also has a very unique sound. Your sound is so unique, Aaliyah. And I think it's just such a time for that. You know, we're so used to hearing the same sound, especially in Christian gospel music. And to be able to hear this sound is so unique and so beautiful. It crosses over, like literally not in the realm that people think I'm saying, like crossing over to the secular world. I'm meaning that it crosses over through the religion and the tradition, and it breaks down the barriers of, you know, we're gospel, you know, Pentecostal, apostolic, you know, we're black, we're white.
Right.
You know, it literally just breaks up all of that. So not only is the sound unique and like, okay, wait a minute, this is something different. I can be different. I can be unique. Come on, Holy Spirit, come on. Somebody needs this. I feel the anointing right here. That somebody, you know, that is breaking down, like, I don't know how to pray. It's doing so much, Aaliyah. It's making people feel like they can be creative, that they can be unique, that they can be honest with God, that they can confess that I'm broken. I have a broken heart. I don't know how I'm gonna go on. I don't know what else to think. Right. Like, I really thought that this was it, but it's not. I thought this was good and it's not. I mean, what's you, what's not? I mean, it opens up so much dialogue for people to be able to open up and really have that personal relationship with God. I think it's just so dope.
Praise God. That means so much. And that really, you know, you articulated it so well. That's my heart. I think a lot of people in church and out of church, we have this like expectation or assumption of God to where we come to him a certain way. And really, I think it's just doing a disservice to ourselves. Like, God is our Father and God created us. And so God knows how we communicate. And I think the intimacy comes from different places like worship and spending time, but it also comes with the honest parts of you. You know, it's just kind of being in that space with him, but being authentic and being real. That's where that intimacy and that closeness of the relationship comes. So that's my heart, is that this song would just give people permission just to not hide anything from God or not bring it to him polished, but just bring it to him exactly how it is. So I'm grateful for that.
Raw, ugly, dirty, snotty, crying. Wonderful. Hair out, whatever. Oh, Aaliyah. So that brings us to how you're just a woman of all kind of different talents and creativity. I was going on through your Instagram because I follow you, girl. And I, you know, I've been trying. I just love you so much. So anyway, her spirit is so amazing, y'all. She's just the sweetest, loving spirit and just so like a team player. Let's get it done. I'm all about the spreading the gospel. Let's go. Like, I just love that about
right.
her. It's fresh. But anyway, you got sweet tooth and sweetness going on with you, because I was going through your timeline on Instagram, and everybody's going to get your information before you go. But you have now created this bouquet of delicate sweets. Tell us all about that.
Absolutely. So it's so funny. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I have a sweet tooth. And so when I was younger, I feel like the definition of a creative is like they're multifaceted. So I love doing music, but I love like crafting things. And so I started this business called Leah's Sweet Treats, which is basically a company that composes candy baskets for different holidays. So I'm super excited about that. This Valentine's season, we've created several different baskets from, you know, for your boo, for the husband, for your friend, for your neighbor, whoever it is, full of so many different candies that are nostalgic, and then candies that, you know, are classy and different things like that. But we just wanted to kind of create baskets, especially during COVID, during this climate, that would help, you know, to kind of spread the love in your family or your area, your circle, even during this climate. So Leah's Sweet Treats, we have different candy baskets that we're selling this Valentine's season. I'm super excited about that. And our hope is just to make sure that we can make your holiday a little bit sweeter. I know COVID has been unpredictable. And so we were thinking like, okay, how can we, you know, kind of share the love, really? So that's what we're doing with Leah's Sweet Treats. I'm super excited about it. We have different baskets to choose from at different price ranges. But that's what I'm super excited. That's what Leah's Sweet Treats is.
Aaliyah's Sweet Treats. Okay, listen, Aaliyah, everybody doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day. Okay, so
right.
Are you going to continue to do this? Can we get and give a bouquet like, you know, anytime, like just for somebody's birthday or just because we just want sweet today? So it is available. It's going to be all year round, not just on holidays.
Yes, it will be available all year round. So we'll do the holidays for like Easter, Mother's Day, different things like that. But if you do have like a birthday of any kind or anything like that, those candy baskets will be displayed and available soon as well, just so you guys can order them. We do shipping as well. So not just I'm from the Bay Area, so it's not just in this area, but we'll ship it out to you to celebrate with any, you know, holiday that you guys are enjoying.
Well, let me tell you, you're going to love these sweet treats, because let me tell you something, what I love about it. Okay. All right. They are not just chocolate treats. They are the Sour Patch Kids and the, I mean, all kind of sweet and tarty stuff that I like. When I saw that, that's why I was like, oh no, I got to help her promote this, because everybody else normally has like, you know, the chocolate and the regular stuff, but you got like the big gummy bears popping and
right.
the sweet sour stuff, girl. Listen, I love it and I want you to love it too. Tell everybody where they can follow you and how they can get in touch with you to order and just whatever, book you, girl, because you're going to want to book her now.
Absolutely. So I am on all social media platforms. You can find me in regards to music or the baskets, the Aaliyah Sweet Treats. On Facebook, my name is Aaliyah, so it's A-L-I-Y-A, last name Hall, H-A-L-L. And then you can find me on Instagram as well, Aaliyah, A-L-I-Y-A, 2 underscores Hall. And I would love to get connected with you guys.
Please connect with her just for me and get me, because I want you to buy me a sweet treat from Aaliyah.
I love it.
Aaliyah, always a pleasure having you on. You are so dope. Keep going. Keep pushing. Your music is just it's just amazing. Doug was like, oh, I love that song. My producer, Doug, he was like, oh, I love that song.
Wow. That warmed my heart.
Yeah, you got to ask him before you go. He made a whole like bulletin and everything for your music to be in rotation. He loved it so much.
Oh, wow. I mean,
yeah. You got to talk to him before you get off.
Okay. Well,
all right, you guys, that was Aaliyah Hall, and her single is Healed. You got to go check it out. And if you want something sweet, if you want to bless somebody with a sweet treat, go to Aaliyah Sweet Treat, right? Aaliyah Sweet Treat. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with financial consultant Jeffrey Hill, going to get our bank right. We'll be right back after these messages.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, friends. I want you to know today that you are worthy because Christ is worthy and he lives in you. Period. End of story. Our unworth is not defined in the world, what happened to us, victim, defeat mentality. Our worthiness and our identity is founded in Christ, what the Word of God says about us, our identity, and our kingdom inheritance. So as you find yourself struggling with unworthiness or fleeting negative thoughts, remember you are worthy because Christ is worthy and he lives in you. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
I think that was Kathy DeGraw. All right, we got Jeffrey Hill. Come on, financial consultant, help us get our bank right.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I don't know, like, so I'm out of the country, right? And sometimes the cell phone service is not as good as, of course, as being in the States. So I'm always having to ask that question, can people hear me? So just wanted to make sure. All right. So this
is Jeff Hill. Where are you, Jeff? You can't just see
I'm in Santo Domingo. I'm in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. My wife and I are on our 1-year honeymoon. So we'll be traveling around the world for the next year, bouncing around in different countries and enjoying life.
Man, you told me you were going to do that, Jeffrey. That's pretty dope.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I'm definitely learning a lot about how life outside the United States looks, but not just, you know, life. Also, the finances of different countries. And, you know, most people will be surprised at how hard people outside the country work for very little. I mean, what is pennies to us is a livable wage to them. And you know, travel is one of those things where you can spend your money on it. And it actually makes you richer, which seems kind of, you know, odd for some people, for somebody to digest, but it's not about the money that you spent. It's the cultural advancements, if you will, that you get and just perspective on life. It makes you appreciate sometimes the freedom that we do have at home, but it also just, you know, brings more awareness to you. But you also see why so many people immigrate to the United States and they outperform people who have been living there for years, because they come with a different level of hustle. They, you know, they come from a different level of poverty. So you just see money and finances work sometimes differently in the places outside the United States. So it's been an interesting, fun journey. Learned a lot and having a whole bunch of fun with the wife, for sure.
Well, listen, somebody just asked a question because we're live on Facebook right now. I'm sharing the show today.
Okay.
And somebody asked, how are you staying safe in the midst of the COVID? You know, that's everybody's concern. Okay. You're traveling all over to these different places. Are they being just as safe as we're trying to be in the U.S.?
Right. So I would say if you take precautions in the United States, it's pretty much the exact same thing here. And I would say in some cases, I've been traveling consistently throughout the pandemic, and I've seen the level of care, I guess, and sanitation, if you will, that comes with some countries, some places, some resorts that I did not see in the United States. So, like, when I went to Mexico for my birthday this summer, we had a random stop where we had to get out of the car. They sanitized the inside and outside of the car and took us on our way. Before we step foot in the resort, they're sanitizing your luggage. You go through almost like a metal detector-looking thing that sanitizes your body. They're wiping down countertops. So you see a lot of the same precautions, sometimes just not more. So just like you keep yourself safe back home in the States, you do the exact same thing when you're traveling. Like, I don't know how many people have been on a plane that are watching it, and you knew what you had to do to make that flight safe. Well, it's the exact same thing wherever you go. So don't, I always tell people, if you're sickly, you know, that's a whole different ball game. But if you have a pretty good health and immune system and you are still getting out and about in your local city or whatever, then traveling, in my opinion, is no different.
It's no different. That was Charles Pickett. He's on Facebook that asked that question. He said thumbs up. He got it 100. So with that being said, we got plenty of time to get into to your segment, but I had to ask about that because this is so unique. And at the beginning of the show, I was just encouraging people about walking in supernatural faith. And by you doing that, you have by faith set up your finances where you can actually do this, even still by faith, traveling for this whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Expanding your culture, expanding, you know, your mental and emotional and physical, you know, life. I mean, you know, expanding it in so many different ways by seeing how different people live. I'm sure it gives you a different perspective on life in general.
Some
of the things that you're trying to take away from this, because I honestly, like, I really have gotten to the point in my life, and I'll be 52 on Friday, y'all. Yay! It's my birthday. But I say all that to say that
happy early birthday.
Thank you. My son will be 18 in a couple of years, right? Off to college and everything. And so for me, I'm like ready to do stuff like that. Like, I want to go. You know, God is positioning us to do a supernatural act of faith right now, my son and I. And then in 2 years, he'll be gone. And I'm like, Lord, when he's in college, like, I really want to just pick up and go. Like, what are you staying in a certain country for a certain amount of time? Is it 30 days here, 30 days there? Is it 2 weeks? Or just you just going wherever, however the Lord leads you?
Yeah, pretty much like that. I mean, we had an idea of some of the places we wanted to go to that were bucket list places for sure. But, of course, you know, things like Corona is out of our control, and there are certain countries that do not allow Americans to travel to.
Okay.
So they have closed the border, so to speak. So, you know, we might plan a lot of things in advance, but at the drop of a dime, any of that could change. So you have to learn how to pivot, if you will. So as it stands right now, we're doing probably about a month in each country. So right now we're in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, which is the capital, right? We'll be here for at least another 4 or 5 days. I have to make a quick turnaround trip back to Miami, and I'll be right back here. So I don't know if we're going to go ahead and extend our time and stay in Santo Domingo or travel to a different city, but we're staying in Airbnbs. So that way you don't necessarily have to worry about the congestion of a hotel, so to speak. But
yes,
most of these places are at limited capacities, you know. It's just like in the States, you have limited capacity at restaurants and hotels.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, I've been traveling to California back and forth. So, yes, it's the same thing. And you know how that was in California, how, you know, they're just now getting being lifted. But I really want you to really share with us as often as you can about that. I just feel like God is really expanding us and wanting us to really take risks. I mean, really step out of our comfort zone, really just travel the world, you know, especially with believers. You know, like we don't have to overly saturate one place. There are so many other countries that don't get to see the love of God, that don't get to see get serviced in Jesus' name. You know, people need to be served, and you know, to get to go places where it's desolate, or you know, where they can't freely talk about Christ or give their lives to Christ. I mean, God is looking for people that's willing to go out and step out, you know, and spread the word and share some love and feed the homeless and nurture and love on the kids. You know what I'm saying? So anyway,
right.
I'm excited about you. I'm living through you right now. I think it's super dope, and I really want you to share all of that with us being part of your segment. Now, help us to get that bag right, man. Tell us about what's going on in finances.
Oh, you using the word risk. I definitely want to touch on risk, okay? And guys, understand this. When I give, you know, advice or I talk about a certain thing, I am not necessarily giving a specific recommendation for any one product or service unless it's coming from Hill Financial Group on that side. Because, again, with the Financial Five, for those that don't know, I am Jesse Hill, CEO and founder of Hill Financial Group, a wealth accumulation firm. And I started my practice, the idea to help people understand economic approaches to life, retirement, debt, all that stuff. Well, we're in this shift right now where everything is crazy. And sometimes it's crazy in a good way. I'm pretty sure you guys have been hearing about cryptocurrency. It's probably hard to turn on your TV right now and not hear about Bitcoin, Cardano, Ripple, all of this kind of stuff in the news. And again, it's a lot. You're seeing people make thousands and millions of dollars literally in a matter of days. But I don't want you to get too overly excited and say, ooh, I got to go into that right now because I'm going to miss out. Because what's happening is, from a risk standpoint, number one, you never want to risk more money than you're willing to lose. So if you can't afford to make these investments, okay, you're turning this into a gamble, not an investment. So you have to be careful on that. You don't want to blindly go in and start following the herd because you heard on Reddit people are taking on Wall Street and they're bankrupting these hedge funds, because that's what's happening. So by the time you get your account set up and you're getting into trade positions, this stuff is starting to lose. There's something in the crypto space called pump and dump. Okay, I want you to remember this phrase, pump and dump. You can Google it, but I'm going to tell you what it is. Pump and dump is, I'm going to pump up the stock price, the coin price or whatever. Now, as a lot of people start getting into it, I'm going to go ahead and sell my positions as it's rising. Well, conventional wisdom tells us to buy low, sell high. So you're probably thinking, Jeff, why in the world would people be selling if the price is going up? Because the people who really know the game know that this is not going to last long term. We're just trying to get a lot of people involved and get a lot of new money coming into these ideas so we can drive the price up and exit our positions, and you guys are left holding the bag. And when I mean left holding the bag, I'm not saying that that's a good thing, like, yay, I got a bag of money. No, you got a bag of coins where the value is now dropping, and you don't know why it's dropping. You don't know if you need to exit the position. Some people don't even know how to sell their stock, okay, or their coins or whatever. So I always say, do some good research before you just start following this up and listen to the hype. Is there money being made? Absolutely. And sometimes, well, not sometimes, a broken clock is right twice a day. So some people that you might have known who didn't know anything about finance might have lucked up and got in, and all of a sudden their account grew and they sold. But that does not make them a genius, okay? And I'm going to tell you a phrase I learned a long time ago. Do not let a bull run be mistaken for a genius advisor. And what that means is as everything is climbing, everything is climbing. So don't assume because you caught a trend that was going up, you're a genius advisor. Like, oh, I knew exactly what to do. No. Like, I'm trying to help people prevent from making these rookie mistakes. Now, again, it's okay to risk a little bit, but remember, don't risk more than you're willing to lose. I want people to be making investments. I want people to be in the game because whatever you put your money toward, you're more than likely going to pay attention to. If somebody else bought the stock for you, it was free. But when you put your money in, you're probably going to be watching it. You might not know what you're watching, but at least you're looking and trying to learn. So I want you guys to get off the fence on some of this stuff and put a little money behind there. I don't care if it's $5 a week. Let's say you normally go get your Starbucks. One day a week, don't get Starbucks and go buy some stock. Go buy some Bitcoin. Go buy something, right, from an investment standpoint, so you can at least start paying attention to what's going on. And maybe then you're willing to read, do research, and learn what some of this stuff means instead of saying, I'm excited because I hear money's being made. Let me go into it.
Right. I love this because, well, you guys, he helps me too. He consults with me and my son. My son started me actually in doing stocks and things like that. So he's been following it and everything. And it's just so interesting what you said because it was such a hype. But, you know, he was always prepared to just like do a $50, maybe $100 on something. Not really just splurging on a whole lot because if you don't know what you're investing in, you know, you don't know if you invested in a hole or you invested in, you know, good ground.
Right.
So, yeah, you know.
Right.
So, I love that. So tell everybody where they can get information from you and to follow you so they can get on board.
Okay. So you can follow me, HFG Inc. on Instagram or Jeff Hill Speaks. Jeff Hill Speaks or HFG Inc. on Instagram, or you can find me on Facebook. If you type in the Hill Financial Group or Hill Financial Group Inc. on Facebook, I'll come up. Send me a message, and I'll give you guys some free resources that'll help you learn. I'll tell you some of the apps that I'm using. I'll tell you why I'm using specific apps because of things that I'm learning. And again, a lot of the stuff I'm learning as well when new cryptocurrencies are coming out, when new exchanges are coming out, I'm saying, let me go ahead and let me play around with this stuff a little bit because I have a working knowledge. I've made money in crypto. I got some stuff on automation. I'll tell you the why behind I'm doing that stuff, and I'll share with you the resources of what I'm using. And if you want to participate in some of this stuff, great. But just remember what I talked about, a risk. Never risk more than you're willing to lose, okay? And spend money in your education. One of the best investments you're going to make outside of crypto or whatever is going to be in your financial IQ. Okay, if that's $50 a month, $6 a month, okay, great. Part of your investment strategy, instead of buying coins, need to be, how can I invest in myself? If you don't have the money to invest, you have to invest with your time.
All right, somebody said have you heard of Russell Stilton? I think that's what I'm saying. Stoltz, have you heard of him?
No, that name doesn't ring a bell. Who is that?
The only options trading book you'll ever need, and is this a good read? That's what he's asking.
Oh, okay. So, anything you can read can be good because if it helps increase your financial IQ, it's good. But I heard you mention options. Okay, amateurs trade stocks, professional trades options. Options are way. You can lose a lot of money really quickly on an option and have no idea why. Okay. Because you're talking about pull calls, all that. It's a lot of language that your average investor is not going to understand. So if you're that person who likes the idea of the leveraging factor of options, great. Get the book and read it, okay? I'm not saying don't read it, but is it a good book? I mean, the book is written for a reason, so learn something. If you learn at least one strategy out of the book and it helps either make you more money or helps you prevent from losing more money, then it was worth it.
So give us like 2-3 books that you would recommend somebody that, you know, I mean, I'm just going to say for dummies, because I know for me, I don't know a darn thing. I mean, even the stuff that you tell me, I have to ask my son, and then I have to, you know, but you really have to take the time to study. You really have to do that. So help people that really just don't have a clue in the language. It's the language, even if they read it. What is a 3 simple books to make it clear to people?
Money Master the Game by Tony Robbins. That's his first book. I cannot remember the name. Unbroken, I think, or something like that, is the second book. The second book might be better, because Money Master the Game is rich with information. And when I say rich, it's like Bible thick rich. It's a lot. Okay, his second book was more of a palatable, it was like the Message translation of the Bible, so to speak. And his first was more like King James. That analogy helps y'all understand. His second book is going to be something that you're commonly used to probably hearing and can follow a lot easier than Who, For, Art Thou, Wow kind of a thing. Okay? So that's going to be a good book. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I always tell people,
I
understand,
know.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
That was good.
Read it three times. Okay,
yeah,
read it at least 3 times. Because the first time you read it, it's going to be good, but it's one of those things where it's your first time reading it. So you're like, what? Okay, nobody ever taught me that. That's the point.
I was more into the story about him being, you know, and his dad, you know, that relationship with him and his dad than I was, did I understand anything else.
Right. So that part is good. So Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the Tony Robbins book. Let me see, what's another good book? Well, Robert Kiyosaki has a lot of good books that he's recently written. One of them is called Fake. Okay. Read Fake and read Second Chance by Robert Kiyosaki. Matter of fact, that will probably help you out, because there's so much fake stuff, disinformation.
Yeah.
There's so many bubbles that are looming to happen. I want people to understand some sound investment strategy. Okay. Nelson Nash, How to Bank on Yourself. Unlocking the Power of Infinite Banking. That's a really good book, because I want you guys to understand the system on how to pay yourself first, how to pay yourself with interest, and how to recoup interest going forward on any purchase that you ever want to do. But you have to shift your paradigm, some level of understanding from past experiences when it comes to a lot of stuff, because most of us have not been taught money, and we've only been taught it from a Wall Street standpoint. So we go after learning Wall Street's method. And who designed the game? Wall Street did. And it's really hard to beat them at their own game. Now, Reddit, they did a little bit, the Reddit community. Okay, but how long did that last? You know, you're not really hearing the same buzz about it right now as you once were. So who knows what's going to be the next play? Okay. So did they get lucky, or was it strategy? Who knows?
Jeffrey, we can go on. I wish we could, but we can't. We're out of time. So tell everybody where they can follow you again. And connect with him, go on his website, tell everybody real quick.
All right, Jeff Hill Speaks on Instagram, HFG Inc. on Instagram, The Hill Financial Group Inc. on Facebook. I need to text me 501-291-0708. That number works internationally.
All right, that is Jeffrey Hill with Financial 5 on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I love you, Jeffrey. Always informative. You're my man. You guys be safe out there. Keep me posted on all the adventure. I have no words of how I wish I was right there with you right now, you guys, having a good time.
Right.
On y'all's anniversary at that.
Right.
Well, have a great time.
Right.
I love you. Until next time, okay? Tell the wife I said hello.
Will do. Y'all have a good one also. Thank you.
All right, you guys, what's on my mind? Okay, I was just going to the grocery store, because we got to hurry up. I was going to the grocery store, and all of a sudden, sudden it just came to me because, you know, it's my birthday and I guess I was reflecting and going through, you know, some of the songs that I used to love, all the hip hop songs and stuff like that, 80s and stuff like that. And I was just like, you know what? Shout out to all the beat makers. Come on now. All the beat makers get an MVP from me because the rap game is salty. It is whack. I don't understand what nobody's saying. It's a lot of mumbling going on. I don't know what universe anybody is on when I'm listening to it. I'm trying to understand. I just can't connect. My son don't even listen to it. I don't even, it's this generation. So shout out to the beat makers because you are the MVP. You are the serious ones that are holding it down. It's them beats because I don't know what the lyrics are saying. Anyway, you guys, I just wanted, that was on my mind, so I just wanted to share it. Listen, check out my Facebook page, you guys. I got a new Facebook page. Every believer, go and follow me on Dr. Gina R. Prince Ministries. Again, Dr. Gina R. Prince Ministries. Go ahead and like my page. Follow my page because I'm getting ready to close down my personal page. Hello. I'm getting ready to close that down at Dr. Gina R. Prince. It's full. It's booked. I've been up there now for like 7 years, and it's time to move on. So follow me on Instagram. I love the love you give me on Instagram at Gina R. Prince. All right, you guys, this has been Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and it's been such a pleasure. Facebook, thank you for joining and tuning in to the show today. I love you all. I hope you got everything you needed. Aaliyah Hall, you're the bomb. Super dope. Aaliyah Sweet Treats, go check her out. Jeffrey Hill, he's dope. Knows how to help us get the bag. All right, you guys. This has been Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and I'm loving you. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, we are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio.